definitely human.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And it's a me, David Knight. And this week we're reviewing biscottis.
Getting in there early, okay. as always, we're judging the biscuit on taste and appearance, texture, including dunkability, and biscuitness. And if you didn't guess from David's incredibly precise accent...
You don't think that was offensive, do you?
No, that was that Marlon Brando's godfather?
It was Mario, who I believe is a, he's like a national treasure over there, right?
I believe he's some kind of patron saint, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. Mario Day. We all know it.
Yeah, yeah. I think he pulled a thorn out of a lion's paw or something.
He chased all the snakes away.
Yeah. I'll be honest, my Catholic history is not what it once was, but I think the whole world was destroyed at the end. Yes, we are reviewing an Italian biscuit this week.
That's good. That's much better than mine.
The thing is, though, the little kind of the pinched fingers aren't
going to
come
across.
Oh, they
don't actually see that, do they?
Yeah, it's just a shame. Yes, we're doing an Italian biscuit this week.
Biscotti, is it just Italian for biscuit, though?
I'm not sure. okay, so the background, which I'm definitely not just reading off the Wikipedia entry. Biscotti, known also as cantuccini, are Italian almond biscuits, brackets cookies, that originated in the city of Prato, or maybe Prato. They are twice baked, oblong shaped, dry, crunchy, and dipped in a drink, traditionally Vin Santo. Sadly, we don't have Vin Santo. So we're going to just have tea.
Weirdly, you weren't reading that off a computer. You just sort of like went into like a trance or something.
Kind of eyes rolled back. yeah, so I'm not sure if biscotti is just Italian for biscuit.
Yeah.
But these, the ones we have, say cantuccini.
And they look unbelievably fancy.
They are. These are, I mean... These have slam dunked in as by far our most expensive biscuit. They cost me, £5. It might have been £5.60 even.
God.
Yeah, I know. Now, some people will be thinking, oh, I know what he's done there. He's left it way too late to get the biscuits. And with a match of hours until the recording time, he just had to buy whatever he could find. And he's bought these. But they'd be wrong to, well, they might be wrong to think that. I think this is just a change of attitude. As you know, I'm a working man now. Mm-hmm. I have a monthly paycheck.
Yeah.
And I've decided that I'm going to enjoy the sweet life a bit. A bit of the La Dolce Vita, if you will.
Okay.
So this is just one example of that. Because, you know, like, life's short. Let's enjoy it while we can. You know?
Yeah. And I have noticed you're looking a lot more fancy than usual as well.
I'm glad you commented on that. Yeah. This is my costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're wearing something different.
I am indeed. This is a tuxedo, David.
Yeah.
Yeah. A white dinner jacket with bow tie.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's build up to it, because I'm very excited. I'm so excited that you're finally dressed as a new person. So let's build up to it. So we'll do me first. So I'm obviously dressed as Marco
Polo.
Exactly. Very, very famous explorer. Mm-hmm. Someone who sort of left Italy, I guess. and went off to China and around those places.
But probably to look for, you know, the good things in life as well.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Looking and for spices and, sort
of
and
getting his sort of, you know, his stories, all mm-hmm. of his kind of like fanciful, amazing stories of all these amazing things that he did. You
yeah.
certainly get the sense that, yeah, he was looking for the good life.
Yeah.
It might have all been lies, but...
It might have been.
There's a possibility, maybe. I don't know.
He creates the possibility. At least makes you think, you know what? Maybe this mortal realm does actually have some sweetness to it.
Yeah.
And that we can find it. If we allow ourselves to find it, we can find it. If you believe it, you can achieve it.
Okay.
To put it in Instagram motivational terms.
Yeah, you have to do that for our listeners. Yeah. Never, you know what they're like.
Big market. Lots of entrepreneurs listen to this show.
But yeah, I feel very close to Marco.
Paolo?
Yeah. He's an adventurer like myself, but also a storyteller, a great storyteller, also like myself.
Yeah,
so.
You go back to the adventure part?
Yeah, you know.
Clarification or a citation or something?
Not like an adventure in a kind of literal sense, but like I'm an explorer of the mind.
Okay, it's not like a physical adventurer, a mental adventurer.
A mental adventurer who stays indoors and doesn't leave the house because he's afraid of people. I'm that kind of adventurer.
I explore the largest and most terrifying arena of all, the arena of the mind.
Yeah, I feel like I don't need new experiences to expand my intellect. I think I can probably just draw upon my own experiences in my small world that I live in.
No, that's cool.
But okay, so that's who I am.
Yeah.
Let's get on to you, because you're in a new costume. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
This is a first for this show. Out of the many, many years that we've been doing this show, this has never happened before.
Yeah.
So talk us through your costume.
Okay. So yeah, I'm wearing a dinner jacket, bow tie.
Yeah.
So quite fancy, more fancy than, you know, what I've been wearing before, which
very
has just
fancy,
been like
yeah.
a dark navy suit mm-hmm. with a tie. I got the trousers from a secondhand shop, and I got the jacket and the bow tie from a kind of a charity.
Okay.
And I got the shirt from a homeless person.
Okay.
To create
this
book.
Was that like an exchange?
Oh, yeah, it was an exchange. I didn't steal it. I'm not a scumbag. I'm not in that arena anyway. To create this look of, you know, someone who's... He's been to the top of the world, you know. He's kind of... He's enjoyed a level of service and privilege that us mortals can only really dream of.
Mm-hmm.
I am Richard Nixon. But
no.
Informal attire, informal dress attire. Because Richard Nixon would have enjoyed a high life that most people could not even comprehend. You know, flying around on Air Force One, if they had that back then in the 70s. Going to receptions with probably Ferrero Rocher, maybe Vianetta.
Done this to annoy me?
Like, no.
You've just dressed up in a different costume knowing that I would be excited because finally he's not going to be dressed as Richard fucking Nixon, and you're dressed as Richard Nixon but in a different skin.
I think you're unnecessarily resistant to the Richard Nixon costumes, because each one is legitimate, you know? I think you just need to open your mind. You know, you call yourself a mental explorer, an adventurer of the mind.
That.
Perhaps you should open it up and consider that this is a fucking great costume.
You're right. I need to be more like my hero, Marco.
Paolo.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Should we get into these biscuits and have a little taste of the sweet life?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So for a kickoff, this is coming in a square box, a perfect cube of a box.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I'd say a cube is probably the second most luxurious shape.
What would the first be?
Pyramid.
Yeah, I was thinking a pyramid, but what about a sphere?
I suppose sphere is pretty luxurious, because with a sphere, you need some kind of stand or something to put it in.
Yeah.
So...
Arrogance of having
the arrogance
product.
That you could preserve a sphere in this world of flat surfaces, often not perfectly level.
Yeah.
The arrogance that you think that you could possess and maintain a sphere is staggering.
Especially if you were selling your product in a sphere and then to shops that would then have to like put their spheres on their shelves.
I'm sure that's. Was something that we will probably experience, you know, if we decide to stick with the good life, La Dolce Vita, we will probably be buying many spherical products.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is square, and when you brought it out of your bag, I thought it was like a like a box of tea or something.
Oh, no, no.
Couldn't even fathom that biscuits would be in a square box. It's bizarre.
There's a lot going on in this box, so I'm going to just read it all, and then we can just cut out what we don't want. So there's going to be about 20 minutes of content you might have to cut, because there is a lot on it. Okay, so cantuccini, pistache, noci.
He's doing the hand thing again, listeners.
That might not be notch either. Typical Tuscan biscuits, pistachio and walnuts. I think traditionally biscotti just had walnuts, but these have pistachio as well.
I do like pistachios. I
love pistachios.
Yeah.
Desco biscuits by Francesco Pandolfini offer an antique family tradition for the pleasure of all.
It's not Ooh. Ribbed, is it?
For our pleasure.
It's quite disconcerting every time you move the box. It just sounds like all of the biscuits are exploding inside.
Yeah, it's sounding pretty rattly and pretty dusty. I'm a little bit worried that my £5 has just yielded a box of dust. Wouldn't be the first time. I'm going to open this, the most expensive box of biscuits that not only have we consumed on the show, but maybe I've consumed my entire life.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not a particularly big box either.
It's not like a selection pack or anything.
Okay, it's a little bit disappointing. They're foil wrapped, which I suppose is good for freshness, but I was hoping to open it and be greeted by, you know,
a glowing light.
A glowing light of these beautifully arranged cantuccini.
Yeah, maybe some angelic music.
Yeah. Okay, the smell's a bit disappointing. I think when you turn this foil wrap, things be like coffee. You can open it and be like, ah. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Bellissimo. But no, it's just like, smells actually, it's almost unpleasant.
Oh yeah, actually that's not very good. Oh dear.
But you know, maybe that's part of the sweet life, is, you know, kind
not
of
really enjoying things,
but just accepting that, you know, not everything is going to be just absolutely laid in sugar and cream true. And chocolate.
It's not always going to be like a punch in the face.
Yeah, you know, it's,
some sensations are a bit more subtle, a bit more refined.
I don't know who said, you know, all great beauty has some strangeness about its proportion. You know, maybe this is part of the.
I believe that was me. I think I said that.
So yeah, that's right. Actually, yeah, I knew it was a great thinker. It was obviously.
Great thinker and a great storyteller.
And a great storyteller.
Could have been Marco.
Polo. Mm. Okay, should we try one then?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Kind of a strange shape, aren't they?
Mm.
I don't think my brain really knows how to process this. This is too weird.
It's quite strange, actually, isn't it?
It has a really weird taste.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it or not.
No, same here. But you know,
are we just not cultured enough to enjoy these biscuits?
No, it's probably seem to think we've probably been too used to these, you know, very superficial, you know, instant gratification biscuits. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, you know, it takes a bit more, you need to be a bit more thoughtful with it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, fine wine or brandy or good whiskey or something. You know, you've got to swirl it around your mouth a little. Just, you know, absorb the aromas, absorb the sensation.
Yeah, that is how we drink, isn't it?
Hey man, don't show yourself on the show. People don't need to know that I drink teacher's whiskey from a bottle. I do like the aftertaste a lot. The initial taste, it's almost, it's kind of airy because they're just so crunchy.
It's like
they don't yield.
At the start, it's kind of almost like eating stale bread or something.
Yeah.
But then the pistachio, really nice. You can but that's pretty much the only thing I'm getting.
I'm kind of liking the aftertaste.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it's like, you know, you start your journey at the beginning, not really knowing where you're going or kind of what's in store for you. But like by the end of eating the biscuit is when you kind of like reap the benefits.
Yeah, it's one to reflect on, you know.
Yeah.
It's not in the moment. It's in the reflection, in the memory that the biscotti reveals its true beauty.
It's like when you travel. Do you really enjoy it when you're actually traveling? Of course you don't. It's terrible and horrible. You have to be around people all the time. Mm. There's like new experiences, which is never fun.
Mm.
And you know, you're scared most of the time.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the comforts of home. But then when you get home, you're like, actually, I really enjoyed that.
Exactly. Because when you get home, all you've got is the highlights reel. So you got that moment where, you know, you had a drink and you were on a beach, and for a split second, you're like, oh yes, contentment.
Yes.
And you've managed to edit out the other 48 hours of terror that you experienced, you know? Yeah, it's in the reflection that we find true happiness. It's like, but that's kind of the opposite of nostalgia, what we've been saying.
Interesting. So this biscuit is quite, you know, it's quite bold in the sense that it's coming along and sort of shattering all of our ideas, all of our preconceptions, everything we thought we knew about biscuits.
Yeah.
Biscotti's like, oh, well, try this now. Whole new outlook.
But I don't know, do I really enjoy it?
I feel it's like...
How much of this is the price factor?
No, this is great. 5 out of 5. I love it.
Oh, God, I spent so much money on this. This is the really best thing ever.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're still at the beginning of our journey in terms of this review. Like, we don't know anything yet. We haven't had the experiences to gain the wisdom to talk about this biscuit properly.
Because the enjoyment is so subtle. It doesn't exhaust you with the first biscuit. You're like, okay then, yes, biscotti, let's have another round of you.
Yeah.
You know? You're not like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm just overwhelmed with sugar and cream, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, yes, that was a fun little soiree we had. Let's have another.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It leaves you wanting more.
It does. It definitely leaves you wanting more.
Mm. But this is a very refined biscuit, you know? This is a biscuit from the higher echelons of living.
I can't, like, honestly give it more than, I think, 2.5.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't give this a high score for taste just because it doesn't really have any taste. But that's not the only thing that makes a biscuit.
True. Well, exactly. That's why we review on multiple levels.
Exactly.
You know,
such a sophisticated...
What should we give the biscuit? We give the biscuit for? You know, like you would find on other inferior biscuit review podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. That's why...
I'm sure there's many, I don't...
We have this, like, incredibly intricate, sophisticated review system.
Yeah.
You know, not just one score, 3 scores.
Yeah.
And then another score where we add them all together.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give it a 3.
Whoa.
I'm going to give it a 3 then. Because I've just remembered the pistachio, and I think that...
I think it's like, only get 3, just remember how much it costs.
Yeah, also that. It's that aftertaste, I think, that is giving it the 3, but in terms of just like eating it, it would be a 2.5. Because the aftertaste does linger for quite a while.
It does, but it's not like in a sickly overpowering way it's just you got loads of just sugar just rushing around your mouth or anything. I feel I'm a little bit annoyed to change the score because I was like, okay, I'm going to go for a bit higher because I am going to go for 3 as well. Because
Do you want me to go back to 2.5?
No, it's okay. It's fine, you know.
I know how much you hate that.
I do hate it, but I'll find a way to contain it because actually, you know what, David? I'm not even going to contain it. I'm just going to let it go.
Okay.
C'est la vie. Okay. As the Italians say. C'est la vie. Life's short. Life's too short. And if you feel the same way about something as me, that's okay with me.
This is like a whole new Dave.
Maybe it's the costume. Maybe going more formal has somehow...
loosened you up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work, but... Maybe the bow tie, which I believe is a child's size, is constraining the oxygen supply to my brain so much that I all of a sudden have just taken a much more relaxed approach to life.
I'm really liking this new Dave.
Yeah. Live and let live, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm living la dolce vita now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to give it a 3. On first bite, it's a bit, what's happened? Where's the flavor? Where's the enjoyment? But then you hit a bit of pistachio, hit a bit of walnut, and you start to be like, okay, yeah, that's a little bit of flavor has come to the party now. And then afterwards, your reflection on that party in your mouth, you're like, that was actually pretty good. I had a good time. Okay, so first round, average scores, really.
Yeah, but we expect a lot.
We do expect, especially when you're paying £5 for a box of biscuits. No, sorry, I don't mean that. It's just money.
Exactly.
Money, you know?
It's just...
Which is a rich person thing to say. And if I buy £5 biscuits, I must be a rich person.
That's how it works.
Life's too short to... You know, who wants to be the richest corpse in the graveyard? I mean, I do.
Yeah.
But I also want to...
You say that often
as well.
I have
really expensive biscuits when I'm alive as well.
Have you ever been to Italy?
Interesting fact, no.
Neither have I, so...
Great.
My wife has been to Italy. I mean, she went there for work. She said the people that she was working with just, it was very difficult to work with them because they were kind of enjoying life too much. Kind of like what we're trying to do here, where they just wanted to be friends with her and just kind of like, you know, hang out and not kind of think about work all the time, which is not really her speed. People say like, how could something like me end up with someone like her? Mm-hmm. And the reason is she's just as bad as me, really, deep down. She is also a creature from the void, and I'm from the, in fact, that's how we met.
Oh, really? It's void dating. Yeah, okay. Let's get into the texture then.
Yeah.
Hope these old gnashes of mine can take it. It looks like I got a couple of good chunks of pistachio in this one. First of all, as you mentioned, hard biscuits.
I do really like the texture. I like how hard it is.
Yeah.
I like how crunchy it is. It's like you bite into it and the biscuit is like, whoa, really? You're just going to bite into me? What are you thinking?
You're going to be as gauche as to just bite into me? My goodness.
Say goodbye to your teeth, I guess.
You can't ignore it. That's what I'll say. It's not like some biscuits and they just, you know, like a hobnob. It's just like, it just kind of disappears in your mouth. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like you gotta prepare yourself a little bit to bite it.
It's actually quite difficult to talk to someone and eat this biscuit at the same time because like once you start crunching, like all conversation stops.
How great is that? I think it's getting 5 stars for that alone. But it doesn't stay hard. Like once you start chewing it, it does kind of soften up, you know.
Okay.
It's like after, you know, you kind of get through the tough outer. You find the soft inner, you know.
Ah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of.
You kind of develop a little bit of rapport with the biscuit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And then you find out that there's actually something going on inside.
Exactly. Like
pistachios.
Hey, this is all just for show, isn't it? You're just actually a big softie, aren't you? And I love you for it.
Yeah. Not like you, who is just a shell.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing at all.
I'm going to go for a dunk. And just to make clear, for the sake of consistency, we are dunking these in tea. I mean, normally they'd be dunked in, I'm guessing, coffee or espresso, cappuccino maybe.
It's very difficult to judge because I feel like these biscuits are all kind of different. They all have different quantities of pistachio and walnut.
Well, each biscuit in this pack.
Each biscuit in this pack, I feel. But that biscuit, like the pistachio taste, I don't know if it was the tea or just that particular biscuit, but there was just no pistachio there. It was just all walnut.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. With the... I kind of like it being a little bit softened up by the tea with the first bite, but I also not enjoying the aftertaste as much.
No, that's the weird thing, right? Like you kind of lose it a little bit. It doesn't. The taste isn't quite as strong.
It almost seems to get a bit bit more sugary.
Mm.
Complex little biscuit.
Complex. That's one way to put it.
I would say I'm sure you agree with me that is absolutely worth £5, and you would not feel like you were ripped off or you waste your money. If you had paid that much for it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, even if it didn't quite live up to it, you know, who cares? It's only £5, right?
Mm. Exactly. Who cares?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't think that was a very good dunk.
Mm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. No, I have to say I'm a little bit disappointed because I think these are meant for dunking, like specifically.
Are they?
This is
that why they're so hard?
I think so. Yeah.
Don't dunk them.
Yeah. I'm a little bit torn here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a 2.
Okay.
I'm marking it below average. That was not a good dunker. It kind of made it a bit sweeter and it took away the nice aftertaste as well. The aftertaste is much sweeter now. So I'm not sure why that is, but I'm not enjoying it. So now it just is almost just like a regular shit biscuit.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go for a 2.5.
Oh.
I kind of want to sort of embrace this biscuit for what it is, kind of like how I imagine Marco
Polo
would have done.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe all the mind exploring you've done has raised your expectations so high? Because you've experienced so many things sat here exploring your own mind.
Yeah.
Now that the most kind of regular pleasures that most people would enjoy thoroughly, they bring you no satisfaction. Have you enjoyed the world too much? The world in your mind?
Yes, but like it kind of brings a sort of new perspective on the material world.
Yeah.
Because having kind of been alone for the last few weeks, sort of exploring my own mind space, I've not taken as much care of kind of my physical form in terms of sort of, you know, eating and sort of going outside and all of those kind of things that normal people do.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, eating a kind of fancy biscuit is quite a sort of it's almost like a new experience in a weird way, or kind of like a different experience to what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of going to give this like the benefit of the doubt a little bit and be like, okay, 2.5. It's not great when it dunks, but
yeah,
you know, I don't need it to be really.
Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, I think what sums up for me is the fact that I would rather have it dry than dunked.
Yeah. Is tea just the wrong beverage?
Well, possibly, but what the hell else are we going to do?
Well, Dave.
What? Oh, I'm feeling I'm feeling better already. It's just like the smell. Like, tea does not have a good smell, really.
No, no.
Whereas this little espresso I've got sat 50 centimeters away from me smells absolutely divine.
Mm.
Okay, then. Oh, it looks like I got some... I guess, oh, yes, this looks like a pistachio party in this little slice. Oh, look at that. Look at the coffee cream on it.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever been so silent, so contemplative in any tasting ever. I mean, and quite right too, because these are £5, so you better enjoy them. And if you don't enjoy them, you better have a good reason for not enjoying them. It's better than tea, I'll say that much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of the bitterness of the coffee works with the biscuit. I mean, it hasn't like transformed it.
It hasn't, not to the extent that I thought it would. It hasn't been quite this big sort of...
I'm not going
to
lie, David. I'm starting to feel like I've been sold. I've been sold a lie. Not just in terms of paying £5 plus for a box of biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, am I losing my goddamn mind?
No. Look, this is old Dave, like... What's happening right
now? Why didn't old Dave take charge today and just be like, oh, fuck this?
What's happening right now is, well, your ego is... like, you are going through this kind of transformative state, and your ego, the old you, is trying to stop that from happening. It's sabotaging your growth. Don't let it happen.
No, I should let this happen.
You shouldn't let this happen. You're an explorer, remember? You're like me, you're Marco.
Polo. No, I'm not like that. And if I let this happen, I'm going to be broke. And I would have gone broke by spending my money on stupid shit like £5 biscuits.
But what else do you have?
You know what? I could be the richest corpse in the graveyard. Okay? People remember me for that. Yeah, it's... I genuinely thought after the tea, I was like, okay, maybe it's just like... we're getting a culture clash here between the Italian biscotti, the English tea, and it has not gone well. And that once we kind of, you know, paired it with its, you know, traditional coffee, that it would shine, but it hasn't.
I'm enjoying this coffee, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying the coffee, but the biscotti's kind of shit. And I don't know whether it's this particular one. Maybe we've just got a bad batch. Maybe we just picked a bad brand, which just appeals to suckers who like a fucking dark green and white box and think, yeah, I'm buying a slice of luxury.
There is something that I've kind of picked up on.
Right.
It is a bit premium mediocre, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I thought I'd escaped premium mediocre and just jumped up to premium, but because it was so expensive.
Where did you get these biscuits?
Marks and Spencer.
There it is.
But it was in their special section where they have, like, imported foreign foods. I've been mugged off, haven't I?
No. Again, this is evil mirror Dave holding
you back.
You're
like a goddamn idiot with a bloody tuxedo as well and a bow
tie.
You
look great. We both look great.
Oh, my goodness. I swapped my phone for this shirt.
Is that what the exchange was?
Well, it was on the way here and I didn't have a white shirt.
Yeah, that wasn't.
But I thought, you know, who needs a phone in this life as long as you look good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm thinking maybe I kind of need a phone more than I need a white shirt.
Well, I think you're just being too negative. You need to focus on the positive. Remember, we haven't reached the end. This episode is an exploration of, and you know, you deserve nice things.
Yeah, I do. Maybe it's just like some kind of British pessimism getting me down.
Exactly, that's
and
what
I'm
it
focusing
is.
On the negative. Because the pistachio is very nice.
Exactly.
And
right?
I like the tussle of the texture as well.
Yeah. And the coffee's good.
Yeah. It's £5.
Yeah, but it was, you know, money is, it's just paper, isn't it?
So this is not kind of playing out how I expected it.
By the way, if I seem a little jittery, it is now 10 to 8 in the evening. Yeah. And I just had an espresso, so
an espresso and no booze.
No booze, yeah.
All uppers, no downers.
This is not how David likes to spend his evenings usually. Also, I've started talking in the third person for some reason.
Is this part of your kind of move into being a mind explorer?
Yeah.
You're starting to detach from your physical form or something.
But the thing is, like, okay, yes, Marco
Polo
was an explorer, but he was also a storyteller. Mm. And, you know, we mustn't forget that many of the stories that he told about his many adventures were almost certainly lies. Yeah. Or at least, like, other people's stories that he took and said, yeah, no, that happened to me.
Jack and he just didn't go exploring.
He just never left.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, you got all the money to be like, oh yeah, go and explore. And he went, yeah, okay, bye. Waved everyone off on his ship, kind of sailed it around the corner. God, Evan just spent, I don't know, 3 years on a beach or something, just going through the rum rations. And then he's like, oh shit, I've run out of rum. I've run out of food. Sails back. And they're like, oh, Marco, how'd it go? He's like, oh man, yeah, it was good. What'd you see? yeah. Yeah, I saw a
dragons,
city made of ivory, complete ivory.
Yeah, pigs with horns, giant cats with stripes on them. You're like, yeah, all right, mate. Sure.
Okay, so I'm a little bit confused, to be honest with you. I'm just a little bit shell-shocked is probably the word.
All that matters is a positive mindset, okay, all yeah, right? You just need to be positive and forget all the negativity. Sometimes the problem with negativity and your past self that keeps trying to sabotage your new self is that negativity comes disguised as reason. Right? Yeah. Don't fall for that disguise. It's very clever.
Don't give in to reason.
Yeah, it'll say all sorts of clever, logical things that seem like they must be true.
Yeah.
Just ignore all of that and stay positive no matter what.
Exactly.
I believe in you, man.
Focus on the good. Just believe that you are the best.
Yeah.
Even if the evidence is the contrary.
Just have faith.
Okay, just have faith.
Yeah.
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
Exactly.
Okay, so hopefully these reviews from online
will
help to reinforce this positivity.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously I couldn't find this particular brand of reviews for this particular brand of biscuit. People don't live La Dolce Vita to the level that I do, where they pay £5 plus for a box of biscuits.
You had to go through a Stargate to get this thing.
Yeah, yeah. So then I'm just thinking like general biscotti reviews. So the first one from Amazon UK.
Mm-hmm.
Mark. Straightforward name. Five stars. Delicious biscuits. Happy customer. I looked everywhere for these biscuits after eating them in Italy. I was so happy to find them here. P.S. They're even more delicious when dunked in tea.
Not sure if I agree with you there, Mark.
Yeah, I think maybe this is Mark. Again, he's kind of looked back on his holiday in Italy. Mm-hmm. Thought, oh, how nice was that afternoon where we just had we stopped off for a coffee and a biscotti and we kind of sat there on the beach and the seagulls for the fishermen bringing in their catch of the day. And then, you know, all these other great things happened. He's got back to, I don't know, Surrey.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, oh, that afternoon, I just can't stop thinking about it. I'm going to try and get some biscotti. They'd be nice to have. And he has them at home in his, you know, semi-detached house, which is fine, but it's not a little cafe by the sea.
Yeah.
He has biscotti. It's all this. Not quite as good as I remember it.
That's not what I'm getting from the review. What I'm getting from the review is I tried to recreate the magic that I had in Italy and it worked.
Okay. Well.
Which is quite a strange thing to do. It's quite a strange thing to do. Like, as soon as you get back from holiday, I'm going to try and do like similar things that I did on a holiday. Like, you know, when I came back from Mauritius, I just got into pina coladas in a big way. That's why I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt now.
Yeah. I thought it was a bit weird. I mean, I guess it fits with Marco Polo because he did a lot of traveling. So maybe he picked up a Hawaiian shirt while he was on his travels.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm just going to throw off this negativity, haven't I? Okay.
Shake it off.
Yeah. So great. Good for you, Mark. You've come back. You've got your biscotti. You sat in the house, dunked him in a cup of tea, and it was even better than being in Italy. Like, fantastic. Happy for you.
Just as good. Just as good.
Okay. So next up, another 5 stars. Mm-hmm. This is Andrew Sproxton. Maybe a made up name.
Okay.
Delectable sweetmeats.
Delectable. Sweetmeats.
Prithee, gentle sir, may I tip my fedora to you?
Stop it.
Who the fuck says sweetmeats?
No one. No one says that.
Yeah. Okay. We got two starer.
Wow.
Yeah, two stars. This is Dorothy. Dorothy writes, don't really like. Took almost a year to finish the bottle. Fucking hell, Dorothy. Just give it up. Just throw it away. Like, life is too short to spend a year eating biscuits you don't like. Right, you know, the La Dolce Vita isn't for all, you know?
No, I guess not. It is for us, but maybe not for them. That's a shame. I wish that they could experience what we're experiencing now. I feel like I have more emotions than I did before. Do you think that's an Italian thing?
I think, yeah, definitely. We definitely have more of a joie de vivre, you know? Mm-hmm. We just have that kind of flavor for life. We're like, oh, yes, let's go out and live it. Let's experience everything it has to offer. Yeah.
It's kind of not that nice, actually. You just kind of feel itchy all the time. And it's just like your heart's running too fast.
Well,
like,
I
preferred it the way before in some ways.
Do you think it's the coffee?
Oh, right, yeah, the coffee, yeah. Forgot about that.
Well, I don't know. I think, no, you might be on something. It's actually, I think the next couple of reviews might kind of be down that avenue.
What, the kind of, the sort of manic phase?
Yeah, because I think with living the sweet life, there is a bit of a pressure. Because you're always just kind of you're chasing that kind of, you know, that perfect moment,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this coffee's not quite good enough at the... You know, the view isn't quite good enough.
And these biscuits are kind of like that as well, because it's like, you know, you don't get that instant hit of taste or flavor, but like, because it lingers afterwards, you're like, well, I'll have another one and maybe that will give me the flavor I need.
Okay, so we got a couple here. It shows, you know, so some of the hardship that comes with living the sweet life. 3 stars. Nearly all of these biscotti were broken. Not a good look when you're offering them to friends. So, yeah, it's kind of the pressure, you know. You have to maintain this, like...
What kind of friends?
Well, that's... I said broken biscotti and I've lost all of my friends. And I don't blame them, I blame Amazon. So that's kind of the pressure.
We are not animals, Tim. How dare you offer this to us?
And I think... There's a chance that kind of chasing this life, it's almost like high stakes, and there's a chance you're going to be left disappointed, which might explain the username, which is Starved of Sunshine. Okay, and here's another one. I could see this being a serious thing. I think people who eat biscotti, they expect a certain level of refinement, and when they don't get it, oh boy. Mm. 1 star.
Oof.
Okay, this entire review is in caps lock.
So you're gonna shout it then?
Yes. Get out to friends at our garden party. Very disappointed, eat. Okay, that's the title. Okay, and now body. All smashed when they arrived. Can't give them out to friends at our garden party. Very disappointed. E. Thomas. So again, this is a person, they have garden parties.
Yeah.
That's not getting a load of people around with some cans to cook some shit sausages in a barbecue. This is a garden party.
Yeah.
They probably hired waiters for this.
Well, you know, if more than one person is complaining, then this is actually a thing with these biscuits. They're quite brittle.
They are. And I think maybe the La Dolce Vita. It's a brittle life. it's like, you know, you're dancing a waltz, but you're dancing it on a sheet of ice, which could just crack and you could fall through at any moment.
And some people would say, don't dance a waltz there. And you're like, no.
No.
This is important. I'm trying to live my best life.
There's a perfectly good dance hall over there. But...
I'm living my best life.
Okay, what's the better story? I went to a dance hall and danced a waltz. We went to a frozen lake and danced under the moonlight. You know, come on. Yeah. Use a bit of imagination.
All about experiencing new things.
Exactly. It's all about making your friends jealous at that garden party by dancing a waltz under the ice under the moonlight. Oh, so yeah, there was some mixed reviews there, you know.
Very mixed. But it seems like most of the complaints didn't come from taste, but from just sort of how easily they break. But, you know, that's...
And it wasn't
That's
just,
life.
And it wasn't just, you know, oh, these are broken. That's disappointing. It's like, these are broken. You made me look like a fool in front of my friends.
Yeah.
It's about, it goes beyond just, you know, basic biscuits of these. This is a lifestyle choice. This isn't a biscuit. It's a lifestyle choice. It's an accessory.
These people are trying too hard and they're getting sort of like, you know, when they fail, they can't take it. Yeah. And part of this whole living your best life thing is being able to take it when you do fail, because yeah. you know, it's a risk. It's a risk to kind of try and live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
You know? And anyone can just sort of live a gray, boring, bland, monotonous life. Mm-hmm. Anyone can do that because it's safe.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. You chase the high life. Sometimes you're going to slip, you're going to stumble, but it's about being able to dust yourself up, have a laugh about it, and then go to the next adventure. And I think, looking back, I can think of two characters who embody this beautifully. If we kind of go back to our idea of dancing on the ice, mm-hmm. Jack and Rose in Titanic. They... From very different classes... Yeah. They were like, you know what, let's throw off the bonds of our respective classes and enjoy the lives that we want to enjoy.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy the high life, we'll dance, we'll have fun, we'll make love. And then at the end of it, they fell into the ice, but they brushed themselves off, had a laugh about it, and lived happily ever after.
Well, Jack did die.
What?
Jack did die in that.
What? And you never saw the end of it?
You know what? You're right. They did live happily ever after. I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of a different film, Event Horizon. They're kind of similar themes.
Oh God, yeah, that sounds really horrible ending. That one, yeah. Usually gets mixed up, but
no, yeah, okay. Jack and Rose, yeah, no, they make it.
Hey, good, because
just like you're gonna make it, man.
Yeah, because they're kind of like my model for romance.
Yeah.
Okay, so the biscuitness of a biscotti. There's something very Moorish about them because they're not too overpowering.
I agree with you there, but. You have this kind of like these biscuits that are incredibly Moorish that you could just eat quite easily, shovel down, but also absurdly expensive.
Yeah. It's a dangerous combination.
Yeah.
There is something very different about these biscuits because I can imagine being somewhere very nice.
Oh, I can imagine. I imagine that all the time.
Okay, well, we're not all mind explorers, but for us mere mortals, I can imagine being somewhere very nice, maybe having, you know, a coffee or a glass of wine or whiskey, and just having a few biscotti, you know, looking out at the sea. Can't imagine that with a hobnob.
You can't.
Can you imagine being sat in a lovely piazza in Italy, looking out in the square, just munching on a chocolate digestive? No.
So these are aspirational biscuits. They're kind of what they represent, and do they transport you there? Because, you know, that's what a bounty is for me. I eat a bounty, I'm taken, like, transported, almost physically, I would say, to the Caribbean.
It doesn't transport you there. What it does, it flashes you a postcard showing you the place. Mm-hmm. It flashes you an advert, okay?
And you look at it and you go, oh, I'd like to go there one
exactly.
day.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what it is. And I think I came in, my expectations were all wrong with this. I thought I'd come in and it would transport me and I would just have to eat a few biscotti and boom, I'd be living a Dolce Vita.
Right.
But it's not that. But it's given me an advert for La Dolce Vita.
Oh, so you think this is like the quest giver biscuit?
Yes.
This is saying you have to go on this journey. I can't take you there.
Yeah.
But I can give you a map.
It has kind of given me that. It's a different experience to any other biscuit we've had.
Yeah.
I think maybe at first it was just those old biscuits. They were just kind of had their fucking tentacles around me and they were pulling me into that kind of thinking. And I feel like I'm starting to shake them off a little bit
other,
now.
The other biscuits are there to hold you down.
Yes.
They're all about, like, you know, it's comfort food and it's like, you know, hey, remember this? Remember the good old days? Just stay here where everything's safe and comfortable. Like, just remember, like, you know, fill your day with nostalgia for another time.
Yes, this is bang on. It's like, think back to the Maryland, right?
Yeah.
The social media for Maryland was like, life's miserable, have a Maryland cookie.
Exactly, right.
No biscotti advert would ever say, life's miserable, have a biscotti. They would say, life is beautiful, have a biscotti, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it. I have that joie de vivre.
You're glowing, literally glowing right now. I've never seen you look this kind of young and full of energy.
I mean, this is not a new start, okay? But I can see the possibility of a new start.
This is the beginning of a journey.
Yeah.
You have
it's
to.
Beginning of a journey to the star. It's the start. It's the start of reaching the start of the journey.
On the horizon is that Silk Road and kind of the endless sea of possibility.
Yeah. We're not at the end. We're not at the beginning of the end. We're not at the end of the beginning.
We're not at the beginning of the beginning.
We're not at the beginning of the beginning. We're at the prelude to the beginning of the beginning.
Yes.
But that's kind of exciting in its own way as well.
That's it. Because I've always liked those in like stories, you know, like I know that I'm probably in the minority here, but like say something like The Lord of the Rings or Treasure Island. Yeah. I always like the bits leading up to the adventure. where everyone was getting excited for the adventure. The adventure itself, always a disappointment.
Exactly. It's because it's always about the possibility, isn't it?
It's always about the possibility.
Because when the possibility exists, it could be perfect.
Yeah.
And my moment with a biscotti in Italy, which I've never been to, in my mind right now, it's perfect.
Yeah. And it'll never live up to your expectations. Of course it won't. Everything in life will just disappoint you. But not in this case. In this case, it will live up to your expectations. I've got a pretty good feeling.
Yep, me too. Just like at the end of Titanic, it's going to end
exactly. Everything just worked out fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some films you don't need to revisit. You just know it worked out well and there's no need to go and watch it again.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I want to watch it.
No, I don't think you should. I think it hasn't aged well.
Okay. Okay. Well, I enjoyed it the first time around. Exactly. Well, I saw it anyway. Yeah. This is kind of a totally different biscuit. I think you hit the nail on the head when you like, those other biscuits, they're about comfort. They're about holding you down. It's about kind of keeping you in your box. Yeah. It's like, you know, oh, just stay here and have a biscuit and feel comfy and safe. And this biscuit is like, no, you know what? I'm not an easy biscuit.
Yeah.
But if you persevere with me, you'll be rewarded. And after 5 biscuits, I have persevered and I have been rewarded. Okay. I'm ready to give it a rating.
Okay.
The biscuitness.
All right. Well, you're kind of buzzing right now. Yeah. Shaking in your chair.
It's definitely not the coffee.
No. So what are you vibing?
Yeah, fucking 20.
Okay. That's probably our highest score, certainly.
Okay. Yeah, 5. Solid 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. A solid 5.
This is I don't care about anything we've done before. I don't care about the rules you put in place. Those were holding us back.
Yeah.
This is a new start. I can see the future's still kind of dark, but I can see the possibility of maybe seeing a brightness.
You can imagine the light.
Yes.
Sometimes that's enough.
Can't see it, but we can imagine it. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Oh, fucking hell.
Because
I thought you came on with me on this journey. Oh, no, I thought we were going to go to Rome together.
No, I can't.
We were going to get a little moped and you'd sit on the back and we kind of go around and it'd be cute.
Here's the thing. I'm so excited for you and your journey.
Yeah.
I feel like you have been saved and this journey that you're going to go on is going to be magical and it's going to change everything, but not for me. I'm too far gone. I'm just too far gone. And for some reason, spending weeks upon weeks alone, sort of in my own mind space, just kind of thinking about myself, has kind of made me a very sort of introspective and internal person, kind of self-absorbed as well in a way, I suppose. And it's kind of closed me off to the world. And it has got to that point where I just can't reconnect. It's too late for me. But, you know, you just have to leave me behind because this is about your journey now. Sometimes we have to say goodbye to friends and move on.
Yeah.
It's always bittersweet. That's the thing. Just like the coffee, it's always bittersweet.
It kind of feels a bit like, it feels like Titanic, but with a sad ending.
Yeah, if you can imagine a Titanic, but in this hypothetical, like alternate reality Titanic, if instead of what actually happened, where Rose and Jack go off together and live happily ever after, just imagine if perhaps Jack hadn't made it. I know it's kind of sad and kind of melancholic to think about, but you know, Rose in this imagined Titanic does go on to live a full and happy life and dies a ripe old age, and she has many wonderful experiences, and you know, she maybe wouldn't have had those wonderful experiences if she hadn't met Jack.
I suppose you're right, but for me, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna pursue my Titanic happy ending love story. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online and check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast Bite Size to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing Nice Biscuits. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.